Hello and welcome to I Talk to Ghosts. I would love to wish everyone a spooky and spirited new year. I'm your haunted host, Jennifer, a professional medium and collector of ghost stories. With it being the new year, I would love to take a moment to thank you for sharing your time with me. Ghost stories, chills, and magical thrills are just better shared with spooky friends. So thank you for being here. If you are new to the podcast, let me take a moment to welcome you to the Seance Parlor here. If you love spooky ghost stories and the wonder that is the paranormal and the mystical, you have wandered into the right place. During our time together, I will be sharing the most chilling ghost stories I can find, as well as my own spooky encounters and my life as a medium. But I also just don't want to tell you. I want to show you. And with most episodes, I will showcase an actual spirit reading with my podcast guest of the week. That said, I have managed to gather a collection of spooky New Year's stories to share with you this evening. And as promised, later in the episode, we'll get spirited in another way with a medium reading showcase, as well as a channeled message for someone connected to listening to this podcast. Will it be for you? But for now, the spooky, the New Year's strangeness starts now. So, I had a very strange thing occur late in the evening on New Year's Eve. I had been out at a party, as is customary, and around 2:30 in the morning, a few friends and I were headed back to our town. We drove into the residential parking lot outside the condo complex I lived in and parked. We hadn't even locked the car when a man comes stumbling up the road towards us. This road, for reference, runs through the parking area and down a hill to a few houses. I know pretty much all the people who live down that small hill. The man didn't really perturb me or my friends, so we took our time as we stood around and chatted. Then a minute later, a high school girl wearing no shoes or socks and just a short dress comes walking up the hill. At this point, I started wondering what kind of weird party was going on at one of my neighbor's houses. The girl walked through the main parking area without a word and then turned onto the main street and headed up that. At first, we assumed we shouldn't worry because, despite her lack of shoes, she was walking straight and seemed to know what she was doing. That's when things got strange. After she had disappeared from sight up the street, she came bolting back down as fast as she could, even in her shoeless state. When she reached my friends and I, she slowed down but looked very spooked. My friend asked her what had happened, and she stopped. Then, with horror-stricken eyes, she pointed up the main street. We all turned and looked, but there was nothing in our direct line of sight. One of my friends and I decided we'd go up the street to investigate what was scaring this girl so much. We made sure my other friend and the girl got in the car and locked it as they waited for us. We went up the main street and for 5 minutes, we saw nothing. Then we passed under the one streetlight on the upper portion of the street. This streetlight has a stubborn and nerve-wracking tendency to turn off at night once you pass under it. To my dismay, it turned off, leaving us in total darkness, save for the faint glow of a light at the end of someone's driveway. That's when we saw it. something that looked like a naked person but wasn't quite human waddle down the street towards us. It moved as though it were half squatting, and because of this, its hands dragged along the ground as they hung limp at its sides. I couldn't make out its face, and my friend told me later that he couldn't either. It was also making a throaty, gurgling noise, as if it was almost choking on something. All we could do in that moment was turn and run as fast as we could back down the street. I ran straight inside my condo, and my friend ran to his car. In a moment, I could hear the car screeching out of the parking area. I locked the door and didn't even bother to look outside to see if the thing was still coming down the street. It started at about dinner time when my boyfriend and I were cleaning up and getting ready to have people over for New Year's Eve. We kept losing things and then finding them right back in the same place a few minutes later. We thought we were just imagining it, but it kept happening over and over. It seemed like every time we needed something, it would disappear. After finally getting everything done, my friend arrived. He and my boyfriend and I were sitting there watching TV, talking about nothing in particular, when my boyfriend said something and an unknown man's voice said, "Right!" The three of us were so confused. We looked everywhere to see if our roommates had come home, but no one was there. We told them about it later, and they told us they had been hearing the same thing. A while later, I went to the bathroom and I heard a loud cough behind my ear as I was washing my hands. All the hair on my neck stood up and I ran out of there. No one that was there believed me until the rest of our guests showed up. One friend said they heard a cough while they were in the bathroom, and then later on another friend said the same thing. They didn't know I had heard it, or that the other had either. Everyone believed me after that. Nothing happened to me the rest of the night, but in the morning, my friend who stayed over claimed they heard the cough again. It hasn't happened again, but I'm getting worried about the holidays, because it seems that this is the only time that this sort of thing happens. This happened when I was about 16 years old. It was New Year's Eve. My parents had a party to go to, and my older brother and his partner, along with my oldest sister, all decided to come over and stay in with me. My friends and I had bought a Ouija board to play with a few weeks earlier, and the board stayed at my house. We'd done a little messing around with it, but nothing had happened up until now. Since we had nothing to do on New Year's Eve, we got out the board. At first, we contacted a spirit that claimed to be named Naomi, and my sister remembered our great-grandmother's name was Naomi. We chatted with the spirit for a little while. Nothing momentous was said, and certainly not anything that would make your hair stand on end. My sister and my brother's partner were getting drowsy, and both of them decided to crash for the night. My brother and I, however, decided to stay up and keep playing around with the board for a little while. It was nearly 3 a.m. at this point. At first, we didn't get anything at all, and we sort of stopped asking questions, just talking with our hands resting on the planchette. Then, it began to move. We asked, "Who are you?" It answered, "Eugene." We asked, "Why are you contacting us, Eugene?" And we received the answer, "Afraid." That seemed to be a bit more serious. We asked, "Why are you afraid, Eugene?" And it replied, "Music, music," over and over. And then we got a series of numbers. Puzzling. My brother had the bright idea to turn on the radio to the station indicated by the numbers. To our surprise, there really was a station there. The song "Don't Leave Me Stranded" by Heart was playing. The board immediately started saying, "Heart, heart, heart." I thought my brother was just playing off of what he was hearing and perhaps was just screwing with me. Then it started saying, "Don't go, don't leave me, don't go, church, church, afraid, don't go." We assured him we weren't going to go, but it dwindled into nonsense after that. It was getting really late, and we decided to just call it a night and go to bed. The next morning, we were having New Year's Day breakfast when the phone rang. My dad answered it and went off into the bedroom to talk. We were still eating when he came back out and said it was my grandmother who had been on the phone. Apparently, her brother Eugene in Arizona, who we weren't even aware of his existence, had had a heart attack the night before. He had died multiple times on the table during the night and had to be revived. We were stunned. We told my dad the entire story, and he was flabbergasted. A day or two later, my grandmother called again to update my dad, and he told her the story. She was stunned. She said that when Eugene had regained consciousness, the first thing he had said was that he was so afraid for his soul because he hadn't been to church in 20 years, and he wanted to go to church immediately. It sounded as if we had some sort of lifeline to him that night. I, myself, am firmly agnostic. I don't know what's out there, but I do know, because of this experience, that there's something. I've been fascinated by the paranormal ever since. Book a medium reading with me. If you have a past loved one you would like to connect with, a spirit reading can be an amazing and never spooky experience. Every medium is different, but I strive to give you specific details that align only to you and your loved ones. Curious? Visit italktoghosts.com for links to book with me. I can't wait to meet you. Joining me tonight is Myra for a spirit reading. Myra, welcome and thank you for being my guest. How are you doing this evening?
I am good. I am excited.
I'm excited too. Yay, that is the best energy to have for a reading, I believe. Okay, so you may have seen in episodes of the podcast, or maybe you've heard it, but I usually, I bring notes to the table. with impressions and things that I start picking up on before we even meet. And I find that to be interesting because with some mediums and some readings, there is the thought that there is a lot of cold reading going on, that I am reading your cues and appearances and are you wearing a wedding ring and things like that. And it's like, and it's like, oh, that's a really interesting Sherlock Holmes approach to things. And I'm sure it's absolutely possible, but I like the quiet time without the pressure of closing my eyes and someone's looking at me. and just taking the time beforehand because the spirits know you're coming and the intention is set. And it's just great to be able to offer that independently of anything that comes up while we actually talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So first off, I was getting the impression of two distinct personalities. So I was wondering if there possibly was more than one person. First off, the first impression I was getting was someone with, I would describe them as having a lot of inner wisdom, as if they were on a different plane of existence. Like, wow, who is this person? And just their level of spirituality or just their way of thinking. They didn't buy into the materialism problems of the world so much. They just had so much wisdom. And it's like, wow, old soul or something. It's like, or magical. It's just like, what is going on with this person? So who is this person for you?
I believe that is my grandpa.
Oh.
He did pass away when I was very young. I didn't really get to know that aspect of his life. He was a teacher and very wise and very patient and just a beautiful soul because he was known all around in Mexico and all around, just everywhere. Everybody loved him. Everybody thought he was an amazing guy. Very just...
like a beacon of light. Like people could just come to him and people were drawn to him. That sort of personality.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I feel like his energy is really surrounding you. So if you ever... and like he's also acknowledging some hard times for you. So if you can ever tap into that... I think he's definitely there for you and you have that ancestral bond. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah.
That you say that. Yeah, because even my mom, she looks up to me too and says that I'm very wise and have a lot to say. I was just talking to my sister about this, and I'm like, I feel like my grandpa was truly spiritual. I think he had a gift.
Now, the other person who was coming through for me, I would describe them more to gently say perhaps they had a little bit of reckless energy about them. A little bit of up and down energy. It's either on or off. It's on or off, you know, good, happy, or just sad. You know, some drama there. Does that sound like someone that you can connect that to that has passed?
Yeah, my neighbor, my old neighbor. She was 15 years old when she passed away.
I'm sorry.
We grew up together. I have a picture of her on my fridge right now. I can definitely say her personality and the way she was, it was very up and down.
And she struggled with that.
It's so hard, but she loved to play around, but her parents were not the best. They were drug users.
Yeah.
And she would, like, to us, she's like, oh my God, whatever. And then just, you know, let's do this, let's do that. And you know, one time we had like a really, really hard conversation, and she's just like, I wish you guys can just adopt me. Aww. And yeah, but she was such a beautiful soul. She was so out there and outspoken and crazy.
She seems to be rather sassy and a sassy sense of humor. Like I yeah. want to call her Sassy Pants for some reason, yeah. or she wants to call you Sassy Pants. And yeah. And she was she the type of person who would kind of, all right, this is what she said to me about you in the most joking way. Okay.
Oh my God.
You are a big heart in an obnoxious shell, and I love you for it.
That is so funny because that is so her.
And I drew a little heart next to it, and I'm like, wow, who is the sassy pants? And she's like,
yeah, that's Angelina.
what a sweetheart.
So crazy, because I was sassy too with her.
Yeah, you guys, you share the Sassy Pants trophy. Carry that torch for her. I want you to know that her personality is coming through loud and clear, and that she is okay. I think that a lot of people worry about when someone passes over, how does that turn out for them and things like that. But know that she is okay, and she, you know, she is intact.
Oh my God, that is so crazy, because it's like, that's what I wondered. And I figured she was okay because, like I mentioned to you, she's one of the only souls that did not say bye to me.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. So I figure that, you know, she had a easy passing, you know, to the other side.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel good.
Wonderful. Did she ever make fun of your boots?
I used to have all these shoes, and she always used to just make fun of my shoes.
Okay.
She's like, because when she would come over, she would see all the shoes and like, whose shoes are those?
Okay, how about, I was getting the impression of a whole bunch of stuff, and I'm like, what is this? It kind of looked like beads, like, I don't know what it is, but it was a whole bunch of it. It looked like a bucket full of beads, or it could be beans, or, you know, something of that size, a variety of things, marbles, that sort of thing. Does that make any sense to you?
The only thing that I can think of is, what is that called? Like the beads, the rosaries? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That, okay. That's the only thing that I can think of.
Yeah. I think this imagery is a little different. It's more like a whole bunch of beads. So, maybe that's something that doesn't pertain to you, or it refers to something that you're not aware of, or maybe it's just something that you're a little bit in the hot seat right now and it might come to you later. Yeah. So if it happens to, let me know. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like scary movies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love scary movies.
And, did you used to watch them with your neighbor friend? Did you ever watch scary movies with her?
Yeah, we would have movie nights. She would come over all the time. Mm-hmm.
She sounds really special. And that's just really sweet to experience. You know, it's very lovely. It sounds like you have a very lovely relationship and a lovely friendship. And I really do believe that that continues on, you know.
Oh my God, I'm shaking. I always just wonder how she's doing, and just the fact that she said that she's okay. And then she's bringing up my boots.
Right?
And the scary movies, yeah.
I mean, ultimately, we can't really know what adventures we go on after this life, right? Mm-hmm. But I imagine with her personality, she's doing everything.
Yeah.
I know I mentioned some hard times earlier. Is there ever any instances, and this might be related to you, it might be related to someone who's passed, low energy, fatigue, there's probably some procrastination in there, just some kind of energy struggles?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she just wants to kind of encourage you with that it's okay to take your time with things, especially if something is stressful and that's why you're hanging back from it. Recognize that, okay, I'm procrastinating because I'm stressed about this or I'm anxious. And then say, okay, why am I feeling anxious? And what can I do to support myself?
Oh, that is so crazy because... Yeah, anxiety honestly has been hard. I think it was just like about 2 or 3 nights ago, I had horrible, horrible anxiety. But it's just like so frustrating and...
Because you can't escape it, right? And it just overruns you. And that can just be so hard. But just ask yourself, okay, when was the first time I felt this? What is this triggering, you know? And then how can you support yourself through it? I know we try to shove the feelings away, like we deny it, or like, I shouldn't feel this way.
Yeah.
And then we're denying ourselves the care that, and we're telling ourselves we're not worth the attention. And it's like, of course you are. So really take the time to just, you know, look at it and say, okay, what do I need to feel safe? What do I need to feel supported? And then promise yourself that, or ask your wife, you know, and just say, honestly, this is how I'm feeling. And I feel like this could help me, or at least to be able to talk about it, because we tend to want to run away from our anxiety rather, you know, like, how can I avoid it? How can I avoid it? When in truth, if we look at it and really say, okay, what am I feeling and why? How can I help myself? That can just really help soften it, you know. And don't put all that pressure on yourself that you know, I should have done it already, and here I am not doing it, and now I'm paralyzed, and I don't want to do it still. And it's like, okay, stop. You know? and just take care of yourself for a little while. Does that make sense?
110%.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
That's so crazy. I did not expect that.
Well, I'm really glad to be able to be a voice for this for you and to offer that to you. I do have a message for you that I wrote down to conclude. And it's, let your spirituality and your intuition inspire you and guide you, okay? This should fuel your drive and nothing else.
Oh, you know, connect
with that intuition. Connect with yourself. That is where your drive will come from. It's not going to come from the overthinking or the worrying thoughts. It's going to come from that, this is me. This is my intuition. This is my spirituality. And knowing yourself through and through. So be inspired by that. Like, start there. If you feel all spun around or you don't have a ground to stand on, just ask yourself, okay, start from the inside. I have me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the secret to prosperity for you. And it's funny because I was going to write down, you got this. But when I started to write, I wrote we. So the message is, we got this. So I feel like your friend is there with you and really understands your struggles on a real personal level
And she does want to offer that support from the spiritual side of things. You know, we got this. You're not alone. You're not alone in life. And you have wonderful, it sounds like your wife is wonderful and you do have a support system. Trust in that. Don't let your brain tell you otherwise, okay?
Yeah, that's amazing. That's truly amazing. It's like I know within myself, but it's like hearing it from the other side, it's just like, mm-hmm. It gives me that reassurance and closure that I do.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for meeting with me this evening. This has been so fantastic and moving.
Yeah. Keyword moving. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is truly everything and more.
You are so very welcome. I am here with Myra. She has a bit of an update since we spoke a few days ago with her reading. During the reading, I had asked her about, I'm seeing a whole bunch of beads or beans. I couldn't quite make out what it was. And Myra had suggested that perhaps it was a rosary. I'm like, no, this isn't strung together. This is all the same thing in a container. So Myra, why don't you tell me what happened afterwards?
Sure. Okay. So basically, of course, I had to run to my mom and tell her about the reading. And, you know, I told her that Angelina came through. And right away, my mom asked me, did she say anything about my beans? And I'm like, oh my God, you know, being in the hot seat, totally like, I cannot, I don't know why, but it just did not came into my head because Angelina loved beans, my mom's beans. So my mom's like, okay, I'm going to show you how I make them. So she would have us all sitting down and she would bring out her container of beans. It was like a white container of beans. And she would have us pick a bunch, look through the beans to make sure that there's no rocks, and then pass it over to the clean container. So then that way we can wash them. And yeah, so that was very, very, very touching and fascinating that she brought that up.
Would you like to receive a free spirit reading with me? Enter for your chance at italktoghosts.com/guest. Each week, I'll randomly select a name from the list to be a guest on the show. Together, we will talk to the spirits who wish to communicate with you, and our session will be featured on a future episode of I Talk to Ghosts. The spirits are waiting. Enter now at italktoghosts.com/guest.
Welcome back to I Talk to Ghosts. I have a new spirit message for someone listening to the podcast tonight. I've grounded and connected, meditated a bit, and I'm welcoming a spirit to come close with a message for someone listening to the podcast this evening. I'm getting the impression of someone who passed away in high school. This would have been a good high school friend of yours, male. Gosh, you guys did everything together. You met when you were 8. And you were always getting into adventures. I see you splashing around in a river, hiking in the woods. And then as you got older, you guys were thrilled whenever you had classes together in high school. This feels to me like he was diagnosed with cancer, and ultimately he ended up passing away from it. He wants to say that he's really proud that you kept your sense of humor and that you're just so smart and continue going to school. This seems really recent, like you're in college now. I think that randomly, out of nowhere, he tends to put some humor into your thoughts and make you laugh a bit. So if you ever feel like, wow, that's exactly something he would joke about, don't doubt it. It is him. He's still with you. Okay, I think I'm going to leave it at that. And with that, dear listener, we've reached the end of this episode of I Talk to Ghosts. Thank you so much for spending your time with me, and I really do wish you a happy new year and a spooky, in a good way, 2023. Thank you for spending your time with me. And wherever you wander off to, in this world or the next, just remember, come back and visit me. Have a lovely evening, happy new year, and good night. If you listen to my podcast, you have to be like me. You love listening to spooky stories. I'm excited to say that Audible is a sponsor of this podcast. Audible's storytelling keeps me company no matter what other task I'm doing. And you know what? Listening can also keep my stress at bay because my mind is being drawn into the stories I'm listening to. Sign up and try it now by visiting audibletrial.com/ghosts. I'll also have a link for you in my episode description notes that you can click on. Happy spooky reading!